Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Baby Magic Granny Sense. I'm going to be starting today a rundown of my preparing to run 50 kilometers in Arizona on February 17th, 2024. Why? That's the biggest question. Why would anyone want to run 50 kilometers in the desert in 2024 or any time? So many reasons why. Because it's there, because it's the desert, because I'll be on my own in the desert running 50 kilometers, because I'm so grateful for my body, that it's healthy, that it's strong. I'm so grateful that I can live on this planet for 67 years and still be able to run around and play outside and have a lot of fun. So I wanted to just talk to you every day about training to do such a crazy event. And I'm going to start with yesterday. And no, I'm going to start with the very beginning, which was a really long time ago. I've always been reasonably active, and then I got less active, and then I got more active, and then I decided I was going to run 65 kilometers on my 65th birthday, which didn't happen. And just a few months ago, I decided to train seriously for running 50K. The training itself has been life-changing because training for a big event like this is pretty much like life. You have ups and downs. I've noticed recently that my ups are with the new moon and my downs are with the full moon. Interesting. I'll talk about that another time. We have a whole 50 days to talk about this. So, what do I want to tell you about yesterday? Yesterday was a magical run. I was prepared to run 3.5 hours. That was in my schedule, and that's what I decided I was going to do. So I woke up and procrastinated around for a bit of the morning, had my breakfast, I had a coffee, I had 2 pieces of homemade cinnamon babka and a stick cheese, and that was it. And then I left the house. And I ran and I ran and I ran. So it was an absolutely mind-blowing run on two accounts. The first thing that happened was I was in the suburbs. So first I go up into the suburbs and then I go around a little bit north in Montreal and get to my mountain, which is basically an amazing mountain in the middle of the city. So I'm in the suburbs. I'm running down the street and I see this person coming towards me, and she's a small, tiny, short, old lady. And when I say old lady, a lot of people think I'm an old lady, but she was like well into her 80s, maybe 90s. She was walking along very slowly. She was had her hair done really nicely. She had bright blue eyes, makeup beautifully done, friendly expression, glasses, fur coat, nice shoes, carrying a shopping bag, wearing gloves. She says to me, "Run for your life." And I said, "Oh, thank God, I don't have to run for my life." She says, "No, run for your life." I said, "Well, thank you." And she said, and then we kind of looked at each other, and it was this look of like we could be really good friends if only we weren't randomly meeting like this. And she said, "You have yourself a beautiful holiday." I said, "Oh, thank you." And then she blew me a kiss. And then she turned the corner and disappeared. So that was one meeting that I had, maybe with a spirit person, a wood nymph, or just an old lady walking around in the suburbs with a beautiful message. Run for your life. Run for your life. Run to keep living. Run to keep running. Run for your joy and pleasure. And then, of course, the one that I was thankful that I didn't have to do, run for your life. Run to get away. So I keep on running. Yesterday, my playlist was I was listening to Alan Watts, His lectures have been made into like musical pieces, and I listened to him most of my run. So I ran and ran and ran and ran and ran and ran. And then about 2 hours after I met the wood nymph, I ended up on the mountain on a deserted trail, very icy, very snowy, really slippery, and in the middle of nowhere. Like, you could be in the country. It was absolutely beautiful. I see coming towards me a family. There's a guy with a stroller, and a little girl about 10, and then another woman and a man. So two men and a woman and a little girl and a small child in a stroller. And they're kind of slippy sliding down the trail. And the guy says, "Bonjour." And I'm like, "Bonjour, ça va?" And he's like, "Oui, ça va." And then he says, "Excusez-moi, mais vous avez combien d'ans?" And I said, 67. And he's like, "Ooh, c'est bon. Et vous?" And anyway, so he asked me how old I was. And I said, 67. He says, "Wow. And how far are you running today?" I said, "Oh, I don't do distance. I was doing 3.5 hours. And he's like, "Wow." And then I said, "Très bon, très bon." And he says, très bon. I was a little high for my run. And then the little girl looks at me. She says, "Vous avez combien d'ans?" And I said, 67. And she says, "Wow." So I thought that was pretty cool, because you know what? It's good to get out there and let people know that at 67, you can still run around and play and jump around like a jackrabbit in the forest. So I want to go back to talking about the ups and downs of training for an event like this, because it's like a little microcosm of life. Because there's basically, what is it? It's having the confidence in yourself that you can do something, as my friend Julia says, something psychotic. Like, you need to have that confidence that you can do it, or you need to completely forget about confidence, forget about everything, and just do it. My confidence comes and goes. I mean, I really just am, like, to be completely honest, I am a woman of a certain age. In Italian, as you say, una certa età, with, you know, whatever, 5 kids and one grandchild, one on the way, a husband, all the things that you have when, you know, you've been living in an affluent country like mine for as long as I have. And why would I need to go and run around? Because do I have something to prove? And I would say, yes, I do. I would say, yes, I really do. And it's the same thing that I have to prove that all sorts of other people have had to prove. And that is that I'm alive, that I'm real, that I'm strong enough, that I'm good enough, that I can do it, that I can do stuff that I set my mind to, that I can do hard things. And maybe so many of us aren't even given the chance to do that. Maybe so many of us feel so guilty for having what we have that we don't want to take any more. The point of this isn't, look how much you already have. You have all these things. You have all this, you know, nice stuff that other people would love to have. Yes, indeed, they certainly would. So why would you want to bother spending all this money and energy and effort and ridiculous, you know, time to do something that's ridiculous? Because it's there. Because it's there. Because I want to. And that's the biggest luxury of all. And I'm conscious of it. I am. Because I want to. And many of the women that I serve with in birth, the reason why they want to give birth at home on their own without anyone around is because they want to. And what a luxury, and what a celebration. What a thing to be grateful for is to be able to do something that you want to do, that isn't going to hurt anyone, that isn't going to take anything away from anyone else. It's just something that you want to do. You want to do a hard thing that you want to do, so you go out and do it.